Where would we be without neighbours? I mean, here I am lying in bed, you know, suffering, feeling sorry for myself. I've got a back problem. I can't move. But where would we be without neighbours and friends? I've had a call already from the man who kind of started it all off by inveigling me into having conversation with him this morning. And while I'm sitting in a cafe or after he's left, very clever move, I then injure my back. So Roger overall has been good enough to offer to drop in and, you know, make me a cup of tea. He can just come to the door, knock on the door and shout and go in the kitchen, make the tea and come up the stairs. And he'll find me here with iPad on lap, Moleskin notebook here. I've run out of water and whatever. But then, in addition to that, I live on a small housing estate in Glenmire in Ireland. And this is the wonderful thing that can happen. So I phone up my neighbour, who himself is almost, he's out of his Zimmer frame now, but he had a knee operation recently and he's recovering from that. And he was actually out there on the estate somewhere walking to collect a dog and move it from one house to the other. But in a bit of pain himself, his knee is not exactly loose yet. You know, he's doing a good recovery. Anyway, cut a long story short, he's going to come over here and make me a cup of tea. And better than making me a cup of tea, he's actually going to carry it up the stairs safely, I hope. I'm not sure if I have, what do they call it, neighbour's liability insurance. You know, a neighbour comes to do you a good deed and they fall down the stairs and break their leg. Can they sue you for everything that you're worth? Anyway, the point is that this wonderful neighbour of mine, Pat, is going to come, and he's even said he'll be here within half an hour. So it's now, you know, coming up to 3 o'clock, and I've had the great pleasure of receiving a tweet from MC Fontaine on Twitter, Mark Cotton over there in the UK, and well, I admire this man immensely. He's a terrific sound man. We have contact on Audio Boo. And he does the Bletchley Park podcast, or helps it to happen. And by the way, if you haven't heard that and you're interested in, you know, freedom or democracy and, you know, overcoming fascism and coding and intelligence and all that stuff, you've got to get onto Bletchley Park. It's terribly important and deserves lots of support, and they have a podcast, you know, and a story, you know, Alan Turing, you know, you can look it up on Wikipedia. And in fact, there's a book I have here somewhere which is based upon about Bletchley Park as well and the kind of people who were there. Anyway, look, I just a big shout out for, and others, a few others have also, Sean Phillips has been in touch with me as well, and she's kind of referred again to the me being laid up and all that. But I want to say that, you know, no amount of attention is too small or too much. You know, I'm one of these people who can absorb, you know, sympathy for the fact that I'm lying on my back. You know. And attention, really, you know, you could say I do all these Audio Boos because I have got attention seeking deficit disorder or whatever you call it. Anyway, there we are. Look, thank you so much to, you know, a great friend. Thank you so much to, you know, neighbors, friends, Twitter. What's the word that joins these people together? You know, what word comes immediately into your mind when you think of a combination of, you know, friend, neighbour? They're slightly different kind of, you know, although the neighbour is a friend and the friend, but the friend isn't strictly speaking a neighbour living on the same estate. And then an online person who comes in who I've never met face to face. Okay, the obvious word is community, isn't it? It's the obvious word. We all, humans are community animals. Being human is being in a community. We feel at our best when our connections with a community are clear and strong and reliable, and we feel at our worst when we're cut off from community. And, you know, and as that famous poet said, you know, no woman is an island. Anyway, look, bless you for just being there. Audioboo community too. Bye.